Allah bize this is wrong, so far religion, that is when Allah wills in the prayer. Sifat al-Kalam, the talk of Allah, can also be sifat religion, the talks when you use. But for the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares this attribute of talking in the past, there is also sifat al-Zahiyya. Is that clear? The sifat al-Khabariyya, this attribute is something that are how many attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like when Allah is very very important, with legs, with hands, with eyes. So these are what the first khabariyya. They are like permanent. So they have to do with what? With the essence of Allah himself. Now the question is, are there ashaira who establish the first khabariyya and khabariyya? Generally speaking, the Asha'ira do not establish the first Jariya and not Khabariya, generally speaking. But you know, in every respect, you may see those who are still not, who are still better. Is that clear? Take for example, when we hear the word Sufi now, we don't want to hear that word. But some of the Sufis, those who caution themselves, when you talk about Aqidah, the Aqidah is the Aqidah of Ahlul Jamaah. Take for instance, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, when you talk about Al-Asma wa Sifat and Life, he was what? He performed the Aqidah of Ahlul Jamaah. So the answer that in his book, Al-Quliyah, is only returning his haq. He did the serious reputation of the Murtazila, the Ash'ariyya, yes, he was a Sufi man. So for you to say, the Sufis, they are what? They are Asha'ira. The Sufis are what? Asha'ira. So what they say, but Abdul Qadir is not an Asha'ari. In fact, he did a reputation of the Asha'ira. So we say this is an exception, for instance. This is an exception. If you see somebody who is what? He's talking who bears the name of the group, but he doesn't do the way they do. He doesn't share most of what they share. He says this is an exception. Well, not because of this, not the what? We are going to say the Ashwagra and not say this. Is that clear? Take for example, some of the Ashwagra, they believe that Allah is what? Is Abu the Jun. Some of the Ashaira believe that. But majority of the Ashaira, the Aqidah of the Ambala, is that they do not believe. So we are addressing the Aqidah of the majority, not the Aqidah of what? Of one or two persons who differ from the majority. That's left from the one. Yes, there was a Rawabi. The fashion of the scholars of the Rawabi in the past, he wrote the book that was, these people are not, they are not Muslims. Not all the rebels are Sunni. Some of the rebels are what? They are Libras. They are Democrats. So they are people of democracy. So the ruling that was the rebels and the Sunni, that they come together and what? And fight the Alawi. If they finish fighting, they also fight one another. Because the right akida can never go with the wrong akida. The liberals, they want to, they want democracy in Syria. The Sunnis, they want Sharia in what? So they will be working. They will still want progress. They let us come together and fight this man. And what it means that God will free this man will not come to fight one another. That, the way it is happening in Egypt, in Libya now. You know, there is no peace in Egypt, no peace in Libya. Mostly are not being able to do anything in Egypt. Because the people are there, they are defending Europe. And they cannot do anything. Now you are faced with for Shia, the Rawabid. It is more than the era of Mubarak. The Shia, they are having way into Egypt now, more than the time of Mubarak. But this issue is a fitna. Let's know that. It's a fitna. But the more correct opinion on this issue, found among the scholars of Sunnah, is the position of those who say one should avoid it in fitna. If Bashar Assad is here, and people, the Osamiya, the Gada, the Asbama, the Halakot of Sunnah, you are teaching people is better. That 20 people to this man, you've not been able to practice man the way. If you practice the way, in the way, there is no guarantee that you are going to establish Sharia. Why destroying the Ummah? Why exposing the women into rape and the like? Why making people displaced? Why is it killing? But the excuse of some scholars that these guys, they enter into this problem, it will be difficult for them to watch, to pull out. If they pull out, this man is going to finish them. And what? The demon is not going to fight. And that's why we see some scholars are giving them support, that they watch. But some scholars, they made the mistake by encouraging them in the first instance to start this reboot. Some scholars made very big mistakes encouraging them. Some scholars discouraged them, but when they saw that all these guys are on, they are into this deep orange, and there is no way to move back, they said, let us give them support. Because there is no way they can opt out of this thing. But the best solution is the thing of those who have said what? It is fitna right from the beginning, and they are still saying it is fitna now. Because you can't hear the end of this thing, Allah said, was Allah. This is what I've said.
Yeah.
I said people are not scholars of Sunnah.
Yeah.
Some scholars of Sunnah, they made a mistake from the assertion that they said those guys should go. And their mistake came from the thought that the way people were able to change Gaddafi, it would be easy like that in Syria. So some scholars made that mistake. This is the mistake committed by Sheikh Hassan Harun. Made it mistake. Now some scholars, they were not in support of that, like Mufti of Saudi Arabia, they were not in support at the beginning. But when the thing, this guy, they went into it, the fitna became an attempt to appear to those guys who want to defeat him, attempt. So they said, well, we can't tell these guys to watch. To withdraw. If we ask them to withdraw, we are paving way for this man to finish there. This man will know his God is a coward. And these are brothers who are watching, who are trying, they are Muslims, they are Sunni. And it's consuming those who are the Sunni and not consuming the Hebrew. So it's like, okay, with support from the Arab state, from the Islamic state, Islamic government, we will be able to talk with this. Let us bring them support. This is where the battle of the Mufti came and some other scholars in Saudi Arabia, outside Saudi Arabia. But I said, sorry for that, from the inception, said this is fitna. Just as Mufti said that was fitna. But up to this moment, they are forcing his position. Don't they what? Let us give them So, but God will look at things. They are not like, they are not likely to go on feet. Even when this man goes, they're still going to watch. They're going to see all these things. Yes. So, and that's why he said, now when you ask them, what is going to watch? It's wisdom. So, you know, they think, understood in thinking is what? Is what? Is trying to watch? Is support? Mashallah, no. At all. In many places, you see that the God of Bashar is going to the camp. But this molestation of women, raping women, displacing women, making people orphan and things like that. For the past 3 years now, this problem has been on. So I'm going to say this is what this is jihad. Jihad is whom? Allah. Bashar is Alawi. So they love his deed for Allah Allah to the Akida of his forefathers. But he's what? He belongs to the, who say the Alawi group for Allah Allah. How many weeks did it take them to complete Barat? How many weeks did it take them? They've been having series of meetings, dressing Bashar, doing it together. They've not been able to do anything. And China and Russia continue to watch, to support Bashar. America is afraid that if they give these people support, the weapons are going to fall in the hands of Islam. So that's the major problem of American life. That's their major problem. So, believe that, does America love these people? America is more. They want to use America as well as a stepping stone to achieve what we want to achieve. America is also wise. They know that two people are involved, interested in using them as well as stepping stone to achieve what we want to achieve. So, they will also be deceiving us. Because if Bashar has also offended them the way Gaddafi did, they would have tackled him. Or the way Saddam did, they would have bought. America single-handedly went to Iraq. Only to say what? This man possessed weapons of mass destruction. Without telling them. So why can't they deal with Bashar now? Why? Does that mean that the revolt in the Kesula is succeeding everywhere? Because it's succeeding in a place, two places, that should be the ruling. So you maintain your position. It's okay, your attention is not watching Afghanistan or in so and so and so place. Revolt. So consider it, oh, that is just what that's an exception. So maintain your own position. This is written of Allah wa'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Thank you.